Gregory Hagan, Topeka, New York. I am almost speechless that you would put this garbage Thomas Sowell quoting conservative demagogue on the air. This is not in the interest of public service. This is partisan hackery, and you need to do better.
Hi there. I just wanted to make a comment. I listened to your show in the morning when I'm in the car at the round table. And everybody on there tried to do a good job, and they're obviously all good people. But the only one that I think has it right pretty consistently is Alan Chartok. I mean, everybody tries to give this president almost the benefit of the doubt. Like today, sometimes you'll have Bob Griffin on, or is, I think that's his name, or it's this young man, Chris, or there was another man this morning, might have been Steve. But anyway, they talk about this president like he's normal. Like, well, he should be doing this, and his staffer should tell him this. And, I mean, don't they know that this guy is a sociopath? I mean, this guy is a guy in the book, it even says this new book, that he had people take his SAT. He's a complete fraud.
Ellen Kaufman, Shelburne Falls, Massachusetts. I think it was Lucas Willard just did a story about Saratoga Springs history and police and efforts to improve things. It was very well done. That's my comment. Very well done. Thank you.